AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on this Thursday morning. Joining us right now is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Fox News national security strategist, New York Times best-selling author of Defeat Jihad, and former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump. Dr. Gorka, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Let's talk about Rob Porter. We've got Trey Gowdy yesterday announcing a House Oversight Committee probe into this entire incident. Can you explain to us what exactly they are investigating? Was there a crime committed? What's the problem here?
I can't really. You'd have to ask him. The issue here is, I think clearly for some people, the question of the timeline. So, who knew what about Rob Porter when? But as I wrote yesterday in The Hill, there's a much larger issue here. And hopefully Trey Gowdy is going to look at that. And that's the question of who controls the whole security clearance process for those that are working in the White House. And is it potentially being exploited by holdovers, people from the last administration, to subtly subvert the work of the new administration? Because in my experience, I saw people, very highly qualified people, people who were loyal to the president, offered positions in the National Security Council, whose clearances were slow-rolled by the CIA, the SCI portion of their clearance was slow-rolled. I saw a detailee from the DOD who had his clearance suspended by his former boss simply because he didn't like the fact that he was working for the Trump administration. And I saw, various things that indicated to me the system is broken, and given the last 8 years of highly politicized activity at the FBI, DOJ, and even the CIA, we have a real potential problem here.
Are you saying that there've been a range of Trump officials that have been held to interim security clearances because of political actors who are keeping them in that status?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can even, there's also the issue of just staffing the White House. As I wrote in my piece at the beginning of, just after we came in, I requested three individuals by name from the FBI to come and work for me at the White House. These are people who I taught in the past. I knew them personally. The FBI slow-rolled that for 6 months, which is unheard of. The idea that the White House wants people to come over, that should be an HR function that takes about 2 weeks. And at the end of the day, I had a senior agent of the FBI tell me, you need to understand, and this is a direct quote, the seventh floor of the Hoover Building looks at the Trump White House as, quote-unquote, the enemy. That's the problem, because the FBI works for the president, as does the whole intelligence community.
Well, that's clearly very troubling, and I've heard you tell that anecdote before, and one would shudder to think that that's real. When you talk about this, the White House in the past week has said that the security clearance for Rob Porter got bottlenecked in a place called the White House Personnel Security Office, the FBI, claiming that they had made determinations about his security clearance that were reported back to the White House last year on at least two occasions. So what is the Personnel Security Office's role in all of this, where the White House has claimed they have career people there?
Right. So the way it works, and I give the thumbnail in the Hill piece, is an individual fills out their SF-86, which is this form about their history, their employment history, their family, any foreigners they're in contact with. Then that gets handed over to OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, and then the FBI gets involved. Contract investigators do interviews of their neighbors, ex-wife, what have you. And then finally, and this can take more than a year, that report, that determination of whether that person is vulnerable or is a threat to national security, comes back to the White House if they're supposed to get a special compartmented information clearance as well. The CIA does that portion of it. Goes back to this personnel security, the security office for personnel at the White House. They look at that package. They don't have the capacity to do interviews the way the FBI does. They make a recommendation to the chief of staff, and at that point, the final decision is made as to whether the person gets the clearance. But that office is a tiny office. I mean, in comparison to the CIA and the FBI, it's a fraction of the personnel. So it really, it's a rubber stamping effort.
So isn't this, though, where John Kelly can come in and say, look, we've got to move on these things faster? Does he have any pull to expedite these clearances if he thinks they're being slow-rolled?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is the problem. In the last decade, we've seen a mushrooming. Almost a million people have clearances in America, which is just insane. There has to be a prioritization. The idea that you've got a few dozen people in the White House at the top of the United States national security structure, and in many cases, these people are waiting for more than a year to get from interim to permanent is insane. And to find out that people are held hostage by agencies who potentially don't like them. I know an individual was offered one of the directorships of the NSC, immensely qualified individual. The individuals of the CIA didn't like him, and so they just refused to expedite his clearance, and as such, he had to rescind, he had to refuse the office. So, yes, the chief of staff works for the president. He's a senior-ranking person you can imagine in the U.S. government, so in theory, he could say, I want these yesterday, make it happen. And you know, the conclusion of my article is the president of the United States needs to reassert control over this whole process, because guess what? The intelligence agencies don't work for themselves. Their purpose for existing is to inform the decision-making capacity of the president in the interests of the United States. So, you know, he's the boss.
What do you make of all of these, like, former and supposedly current White House officials leaking, and not just leaking, but Anthony Scaramucci and Corey Lewandowski have both laid blame at the feet of John Kelly, and in the former's case, Anthony Scaramucci is calling on him to resign. Are you on board with that?
Not at all. I we could spend some time about the disgusting things Omarosa's done. Corey never worked for the administration. How long was Anthony in the building? What was it, 6 days? My interactions with Chief of Staff Kelly reaffirmed everything that is known about him. He's a legend in the Marine Corps. He is an incredibly decisive, efficient individual, as you'd expect of a four-star Marine Corps general. So, no, Anthony doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm sorry. He doesn't know what went on inside the building, so he should keep his opinions to himself.
Yeah, and I think it's very hard when you have these people who maybe were scorned or felt that they should have been part of the administration and for whatever reason were let go. They have a very public forum because the media wants to hear them trash the president. So the microphone is always in front of their face and it makes them suddenly important and it feeds that entire thing. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it so much and have a wonderful weekend.
I'll see you guys at CPAC.
See you then.
That's right. See you then. It's 8:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.